Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Mark 11 this morning? Mark, the 11th chapter, and verse 22. What does it say?
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God. How many think that's a good idea?
Yes.
Do what Jesus said. Have faith in God. The margin of my Bible says, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. Is God a faith God? Does he himself operate by faith?
Yes.
Yes, he does. How did he create the earth, the heavens, you and I, everything that's in it? Didn't he do it by faith and by faith-filled words?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he did. You know, it's a wonderful thought to remind ourselves that he has faith in us.
Yes.
Yeah, we're to have faith in him. But oh, that he believes in us. He has faith in us. You know, I think about when Jesus talked to Peter and he told them, he said, all of you are going to leave me this night. And he told, you know, Peter that he's going to deny him. And he said, Peter, he said, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. He said, but I prayed for you, boy. And when you're converted,
yes, sir.
Turned around, straightened out. Not if.
When.
Then I want you to help the other boys. Help your brethren. Now that's faith. This is before he stood out there and cursed and denied that he ever knew the Lord. Don't know who he is. This is before it all happened. Before he sinned and fell and failed, Jesus is already talking about what he's going to do after he repents and gets straightened out.
Amen.
Somebody say, he believes in me.
He believes in me.
The God of faith has faith in me. You know, looking back over my life, you thank God for anybody and everybody that ever helped you, loved you, cared about you. But there are certain individuals in my life that believed in me. You can't put a price on that, can you?
No, sir.
People who saw more in me than I saw in myself.
Yes.
And called upon it. Called for it to come out. I remember being, you know, serving with Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, who's in heaven now. He'd call on me to do stuff. And I'd think, don't he know who I am? I mean, I don't have a bunch of experience in this. He said, come up here and do this. Come do this. Come do that. Go. He called me sometimes 5 minutes before the service. He said, what you got on your brain besides water? He had all these one-liners. How do you answer that? You know, it took me a long time to even figure out how to answer it. I thought, and while I'm going, he says, you want to take the service? Huh? 5 minutes. I was just in time to walk over there. He said, I got something else going. You go ahead and take it today. Yes, sir. Well, he wouldn't have called you if he didn't believe you could.
That's right.
I remember when he called. You remember when he called us to come take that meeting in Jackson? Never forget that. Oh, Lord. We were wet behind the ears. He's got this citywide conference. People driving in from several states away. And he said, how quick can you get packed? I said, well, pretty quick. Why? He said, you and Phyllis fly, you know, get over there real quick. Won't you take the service tonight? And I'm not going to be there the rest of the time. You take the meetings. I mean, you know, filling in on a class is one thing, but now this is something else. And you could see it in the people's eyes when I walked out that night. And they finally figured out, no, I'm not introducing the service. Brother Hagin's not coming. Oh, Lord. People had driven from two states away and three. But he believed in me. And more importantly, the God who was leading him believed in me. And if you get to thinking on that and listening to that, it'll help you to believe in yourself. Somebody say, God believes in me. He has faith in me. If he believes in you, he's not foolish. He knows what's right and what's not. If he believes in you, you should believe in you too. Say it out loud. I believe in him. He believes in me. I have faith in him. He has faith in me. Isn't this wonderful? Glory be to God. Have faith in God. He has faith in you. He went on to say in verse 23, whoever will say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, we see two sides of faith here, not the only two sides, but two sides of releasing and operating in faith. Here he's talking about mountains in your life. And this is not prayer. Verse 23 is not prayer. You're not talking to God. He didn't say whoever would talk to God and say, God, make the mountain move, make the mountain go away. No, whoever will talk to the mountain. Can you use your faith to speak against, to remove problems, even mountain-sized problems in your life? And so many have not seen and done what Jesus said. They're still begging God. Please move the mountain. Please make it quit. Please make it quit. He told you to stand up and speak to that thing. Speak to that mountain of debt. Speak to that mountain of sickness. Speak to that mountain of problems and say, get out of here. In Jesus' name, be removed out of my life.
Amen.
What happens when you resist the devil? The Bible said he'll flee from you. But then verse 24, and this is what we've been emphasizing and looking at. Therefore, because of the faith principle, I say to you, what things soever you desire. Now, you don't desire mountains in your life. We're talking about good stuff now. Speak against the bad stuff. Bind it up. Forbid it. Shut it down. Cast it out. Run it off. Resist it. You do it. You do it. You do it. In the name of Jesus. What about the good stuff? Well, every good gift comes from God. The mountainous problems are not coming from God. But the good gifts and the perfect gifts come from him. So we can pray to him about it. But when we pray, we must believe. Not just pray to be praying. Not just vain repetitions. What things soever you desire, when you pray, do what?
Believe
something very specific. What are we to believe? When you pray, believe that you receive them. That's what you believe. Then as a result of you praying and believing that you receive them, what's going to happen? You shall have. That's the seeing it. That's the feeling it. That's experiencing it. That's the driving it. Wearing it. Moving into it. Now, everybody's interested in that. They're interested in the moving in part, the wearing part, the driving part, right? The counting part. But you should be interested in what makes it happen. How to get there. And how do you get there?
Believe.
When you pray, believe. But that's where a lot of people stop. Oh, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I don't know how many times I've had people, you know, that said, Brother Keith, you know, would you visit so-and-so and check on them? They're real sick. But they got all the faith in the world. They got all kind of faith. And after talking to them for 5 minutes, I could tell they had no faith to be healed. Well, why do these people say they had all the faith in the world? Because they just lump all faith into one category and say, if you believe in God, then you got a lot of faith. Well, the Bible said the devils believe in God. And tremble. But it's not saving them and helping them. It's good that you believe in God. But it didn't say when you pray, believe in God. What did he say? When you pray, believe that you receive them. That's where we've fallen short as a whole in the church. People don't understand this. It's very simple, but the enemy has worked real hard to keep us confused about it. Because you ever get a hold of this, and you're going to receive some stuff. You ever get a hold of this and learn how to receive, you'll just keep on till you fill up every closet and garage and the jewelry boxes and all the accounts and get healed. And you learn how to receive, you'll just keep on receiving the rest of your life. And people will see you receiving and go, how you do that? How you do that? You can say, let me tell you. Turn to Mark 11. Mark 11, 24. We talked about this last week. One of the big reasons that you and I are even looking at each other this morning is the man by the name of Kenneth Hagin was dying at age 16, bedfast, incurable blood disease and deformed chest cavity and organs and all that kind of stuff. And he got a hold of that first and believed he received his healing and come off that bed and preach for 60 plus years. Influenced me, influenced you. Somebody say, believe you receive. Makes a big difference. Believe you receive. Yes. Now what if he hadn't got a hold of that? Well, he'd probably died at age 16.
That's right.
That'd have been the end of that. No ministry out of him. But thanks be unto God, even though it looks and feels helpless and seems impossible, you can still receive. If you believe you receive. Say it out loud. Believe that you receive them. Close your eyes. Say it three times. Believe that you receive them. Say it again. Believe that you receive them. One more time. Believe that you receive them. Believe what? That you receive them. Now we said that word receive, the Greek word that's translated receive, is many other places, same word, translated take. Take. It literally means take. Believe what? That God's a good God. Now, that's good, but that's not what he said to do. Believe that it's God's will for you to have it. That's great, but that's not what he said to believe. Believe what? Believe that God can do it. He's got the power. No, that's great, but that's not what he said. Believe what? Believe that you take it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Receiving the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303C. That's R1303C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.